We had our first Senate Education Committee hearing this week, Senator, and four different bills on virtually the same topic, another topic that we had talked about last year, and a bill that actually was successful in the legislature, but not successfully overridden in veto session, and that deals with student transfers.
That's right. That's probably the number one issue, at least on the Senate list of priorities this year. It was the number one priority, I think, last year with our leadership. They worked very hard along with a number of my colleagues to come up with a significant legislative proposal that we really felt like was a major accomplishment, both in the Senate and the House. Put it on the governor's desk. He vetoed it. We overrode that veto in the Senate, but we're not able to raise the votes to the level where the floor leader would bring the bill up in the House. I mean, it wasn't really, I think he knew he didn't have those votes. He didn't want to take floor time for that bill when he knew they were not going to be able to override it. So the bill died. We're still trying to fix that very significant problem in education. It started, of course, with the Supreme Court ruling that forced those failing school districts to transport children from those districts to schools that were not unaccredited. And because of the fiscal impact, it came an opportunity for us to really look at how do we address educating students where they are not in schools that are performing and not really, they're not learning there. Education is supposed to be the process of learning, not just the process of attending. And so it's important that we actually deliver some opportunities for learning to these students. We worked hard on a bill that we thought would do that. This year, we're starting at that same location, Senate Bill 1, and it's Senate Bill 1 for a reason. It's because it's our number one priority. Addresses many of those same issues. Many of the fixes are the same. There are some changes there. There's some other changes that will be made. Senate Bill 22 has also a number of issues in it. It's probably even more closely aligned with where we ended up in the last legislative session. Lots of office meetings going on right now that aren't even parts of the committee hearing yet, trying to work together to arrive at the necessary ways to deliver learning to those kids, particularly in the inner cities in St. Louis. We're failing them miserably, and we're looking for the right approach to make sure that they receive the education they need. So that's going to be a major issue. It's going to take a lot of our time, or there's going to be a lot of energy put into that, and we are hoping to get a bill put together this year that the governor will sign, understanding the need, or that we'll have the votes to override his veto if he takes the same position as he did last year and says that it's got to be his way or no way.
Is this issue only affecting St. Louis and Kansas City, or is this something that either A, is affecting outstate Missouri, or could soon?
It could affect outstate Missouri because it's confined to failing school districts, those districts that are unaccredited. Kansas City has become provisionally accredited, although they were contemplated in the bill last year. They're hoping not to fall into that same situation again. There are some schools that claim that they might fall into unaccredited status with the MCIP 5 standards. If that happens, then the legislation would apply to those as well.